Professional singer and classical crossover artist Eleanor McCain recently released True North, the Canadian Songbook. This is a coffee table book on the most iconic Canadian songs. She also has a new CD and a concert coming up, all in celebration of Canada's 150th birthday. Eleanor joins us this morning to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning.
You also have a couple of concerts. You have a concert in Halifax as well with Nova Scotia Symphony.
I do. I have the concert this weekend with Niagara, October 21st and 22nd, and with Nova Scotia November 4th and 5th.
Right. And will those all be about the Canadian songbook?
Completely. They're all in celebration of Canada's 150. It's music from True North, the Canadian songbook.
That's fantastic. Now, how did this all come about?
It's been a project that's about 3 years in the making. And it kind of came on the heels of my last album, which was an album that reimagined music for love songs, mm-hmm. for orchestra. Mm-hmm. And the idea to do Canadian music came up, and I really loved the idea of celebrating our rich history in songwriting and reimagining this music for orchestra. Mm-hmm. So 14 arrangers from across the country took this music and created new arrangements, and then we recorded them with 10 orchestras from coast to coast, from
Amazing.
St. John's to Victoria.
That's cool.
Yeah.
How did you come up with the track? Because I mean, there's so much to choose from. Mm-hmm. I mean, it must have been very difficult to pare it down.
It was. I mean, as I said, a very, very rich history in songwriting. Many songs, many people don't really even realize that they're Canadian.
Yeah,
sure.
But there's songs that I thought were very iconic, like Snowbird or Four Strong Winds, that I felt really should be on the album.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It did come down to a little bit about songs that would suit my style and songs that would work to be reimagined for orchestra. But it also, some songs really struck me as having a Canadian story as well. Like mm-hmm. They really spoke to a Canadian experience, whether it's in Helpless, the first line is, "There is a town in North Ontario."
Yeah.
Or with the song No Change in Me by Ron Hines and Murray McLaughlin, it talks about the Newfoundland experience and how Newfoundlanders had to leave to find work. Or Kenzie McNeil's The Island, it was about Cape Bretoners and the coal miners in Cape Breton. And even with A Case of You, Joni Mitchell's, and there's one line in the lyric that says, "Oh Canada." So I love that.
It's
as
very
well.
Pretty.
So you did the typical Canadian thing and tried to be as inclusive as possible across country.
I did actually. At one point, I had a map and I was trying to make sure that I didn't have heavy representation, you know, because I'm from the East Coast. So I had
That's
to make
great.
Sure I was, you know, across the country.
It's just an absolutely huge endeavor.
It was, but it was a huge labor of love. I love. One of the things that really inspired me, not just the music mm-hmm. and my love of orchestras, those are the foundational ideas, were those two things.
Yes.
But I love our country and I love what we stand for. And I mm-hmm. think as Canadians, we don't always, you know, we're so modest. We don't always celebrate our you know, what we have and what we should be proud of. And that was important to me.
Uh-huh.
So.
And all these different orchestras.
Yes.
Now, are you performing with these orchestras?
Yes.
Do you record with them?
We recorded with them from coast to coast. Last year was in 2016, from March to June, we went from coast to coast recording with them. And we had an amazing team of people that really brought this together. And the recording end was a huge part of this. And Jeremy Toos, who has a mobile recording kit, he actually... Mm. He recorded all of these orchestras in their own halls, which was a really unique thing as well.
What a great idea.
It was awesome that he was able to do that. So
So they're used to their environment and they know what they're going to hear with each other when they're playing, so you can get the best sound from each orchestra.
Exactly. He was an amazing engineer. And it was one of our, you know, initial concerns was, if you're recording in different halls, you know, how will it translate in a recording? Can it be seamless and make them all sound the same? But it worked out beautifully.
Now, have you gotten any feedback from you know, either the writers or the performers? Like, has Bryan Adams heard his version? Has Ian Tyson, you know?
Yeah, I've had some feedback. I've had a lovely note from Gino Vannelli, who mm-hmm. wrote The Surest Things Can Change. And so he was very pleased with that track. And lovely comments from Gordy Sampson and Fred Lavery, who wrote Get Me Through December, mm-hmm. and Alistair McGilvery, who wrote Song for the Myra, which was one of my it is one of my favorite songs. It reminds me of home. That's nice.
That's wonderful. Well, we want to congratulate you on such an enormous project and a wonderful project in celebration of the 150th birthday of Canada.
Thank you. Well,
it's very exciting.
Thank you very much.
We've been speaking with professional singer and classical crossover artist Eleanor McCain, who recently released True North, the Canadian Songbook. It's a CD, which you can get at Amazon.ca or Indigo Books. No, that's the coffee table book that you can get there. The CD is available on iTunes and Amazon. And the concert in Niagara Symphony is Sunday, October 22nd. And you can get tickets by calling 1-855-515-0722 or go to First Ontario PAC.ca. Thanks very much.
And if you have all that to figure out.
And if you have all that, good luck.
we're going to sample the new CD. Here is Eleanor and her rendition of Neil Young's Helpless.
There is a town in North Ontario with dream, comfort, memory to spare. And in my mind, I still need a place to go. All my changes were there. Blue windows behind the stars, yellow moon on the rise, big birds flying across the sky, throwing shadows in our eyes, leaves us helpless, helpless, helpless. Helpless, helpless, helpless. Helpless, helpless, helpless. Helpless, helpless, around my door. And baby, will you sing with me somehow? Blue, blue windows behind the stars, yellow There is a town in North Ontario.
There's Eleanor McCain from her new release, True North, the Canadian Songbook, and her rendition of Neil Young's Helpless.